Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Soul Sister Show with host Sue and Ann. And today we have Thursday, May 27, 2021. And we are sorry we had to cancel last week's show on Thursday, May 20th. But we are back here with you again today, and we are going to talk about astrology today. We are a live call-in show, so you can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, get a free mini reading live on air, share a story with us, or just chat about any and all spiritual topics, or why not astrology, which we are going to talk about today. And remember, if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. Or you can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece today. And we have a really nice, you can call it summer here actually. So it's, I don't know today, maybe between 25 and 30 degrees Celsius. So it's starting to get hot, so to speak. And on today's show, we will talk about astrology. This is part 3. It's about traits and planets. You can find part 1 and 2 at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And we will take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And we really would love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. Or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio, broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S., and Rhodes in Greece. And we will talk about astrology, part 3 out of 3 parts, episodes, so to speak. This day is going to be around traits and planets. You can find part 1 and 2 at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And we will, of course, like we usually do, take your calls for questions or free mini readings live on air. And we love to talk to you, so give us a ring at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. Or why not join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. You can listen live on the player and you can text chat with us during the show. And if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and we love to talk about any and all spiritual topics. It's a passion of ours, of course. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio, so give us a ring at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. And we are very proud to announce that we have listeners in 29 countries all over the world. and we are growing, and that means all continents. So we thank you all for honoring us with listening to our shows and participating with us. And not all of you are calling in or interacting live, we know that. So thank you all anyway, and we are so proud to have all of you participating with us. And you can find us on YouTube. You just search for Squirrels of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube, and please subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, my beautiful Soul Sister Sue, all the way from hot Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you? Sue?
Hi, Sissy. I'm here. I'm here. Sorry. You know that button, you know, our favorite button, it wouldn't click for me, so I'm here. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I'm doing great. We have, you know, just like you, I love how both of us have similar weather, even though I'm a desert dweller, you know. So, yeah, beautiful. It's been about 90s, maybe close, almost 100, but that's the tolerable. You know, when we start coming to June, that's when we're going to have the intense heat. But like you, you know, we got some amazing weather going on here. How's things going in Greece? Anything going on over there?
Yes, it's like the rest of the world, so to speak, but it's nice here. Roads is like south in Greece. It's quite hot here. It's not as hot as a desert because it's an island, so we have the ocean around. And, you know, here it's like a small farm, a miniature of a farm. And
right.
We have geese and we have ducks and we have cats and small newborn cats. And, you know, they're always something. We have five small geese. I think they are 4 or 5 weeks now. So they're so cute. Very cute.
They're not ducks, right? They're geese.
They're geese. There's a huge difference between ducks and geese. Geese are big birds.
Okay. You know, some of us are city girls, you know, and not you know, beautiful where you're at, but we have more of the city. We don't know all the animals, but I digress.
Okay. Bad excuse, okay?
Yeah, thanks. I was trying. Hey, by the way, how's it going in Sweden? Like, have you heard weather-wise? How is it? Is it warm?
I know that yesterday they had this very heavy rain and bad weather in Sweden yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know today. Maybe it was better today. I think it was decent weather. But yesterday, I think they were swimming around, actually, in many parts of Sweden. So a lot of rain. But that can happen. It can rain all summer if you're unlucky. So you never know.
Right. That's not uncommon, right? I mean, May is that time of the year because it's spring, right? So it would be a lot of rain.
Yes. So actually here, I just have to mention here in Greece, it hasn't been raining for a month here. And that's very unusual because it still rains in May and June a little bit. But obviously we're not going to have any. So we have to water things here now.
Yeah. Yeah, we
and,
do too.
Yeah.
You know, living in the desert, we have
but you're
the same.
You are the desert, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You would be amazed here, Sissy, how just really quick before you go on, how people tend to put grass still out here in the desert landscape. I don't understand it because we're in the desert, you know. Why are you putting grass? You know, use the landscaping to put in your yard.
Yeah.
That's my thought on it.
And, you know, it's even hard to have grass here because you have to care for it all the time because of the heat. And in summertime, we don't see rain here for 4 months. So I learned to appreciate rain, actually, living here.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
And anyway, anyway, our wonderful listeners here. So get your spot in the queue now. You can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, chat with us about anything and all spiritual, or you can share a story with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air? Who can resist that one? And it's important, if you want to talk with us live on the show, please press 1 on your device. You can listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we offer personal readings, so you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue or /Anne. And of course, find out all there is about Scrolls of the Soul Radio at scrollsofthesoul.com. And once again, guys, here's the number. You can join us live on air. Get your spot in the queue now. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. And before we move on with today's show, let's recap what last show was all about. You see?
Last show, like we said, it was supposed to be numerology, but we missed last week. My apologies to everyone. That was me. I ended up with a flu, just a normal flu with a fever and, you know, runny nose and all that fun stuff. So my apologies to everybody, but we're back. The week before, we did soul realignment. So we took on that topic again. We love that. That's part
No. Oh,
no.
Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Not
dowsing
soul realignment.
Your question.
Nope. Dowsing. Yep. Dowsing. My apologies. Dowsing. yeah, because I missed a week, it kind of threw me off. It was dowsing. That was amazing. I absolutely loved doing that. And I hope in the future we do it again, Sissy. That's a different way, you know, of answering questions for someone. But I know that with an hour and a half show, you know, we can only get in so many. But I enjoyed it.
I'm sorry.
Did you enjoy
laughing.
It?
Yes.
No, I know.
Yes, I did.
I got thrown off.
You know, there are so many tools, and I think we mentioned this so many times before. Everything we use, like cards or our intuition, that's also a tool, right?
Yeah.
Pendulums. There are so many things one can use, and we choose and pick that which feels most in alignment with us, and maybe that can change from one day to another as well sometimes. But I
right.
know that both of us are very connected to dowsing, because that's a part of how we do work. And if you want to do thorough work when it comes to the spiritual arena and really be searching out information and asking a lot of questions, dowsing is superb.
Right. In fact, you know, I'd never done that prior to soul realignment, you know, prior to other aspects, I'd never done it. So it is, to me, it's the most amazing thing, because it gets the left and right brain working together. I know you understand what I mean. So it's like you're,
yes.
I don't need to explain it, but you get me. But yeah, I really enjoyed that. And I think in the future, you know, we can, not now, but in the future, we can, you know, maybe try it again, you know, with a different, you know, maybe with different questions. Like we can give the set out, 4 different questions that are really simple, you know, and put that out to the
yeah.
audience.
Yeah.
And so this way, when they ask, we can make sure we speed it up a little. It's just a thought, you know. Anyways,
absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm on.
yeah. I enjoyed that. So today we're going to move on from the week before to today. Astrology. We're doing astrology. And that, you know, that one, and I've said it before, that's just a little bit of a hobby. I love this hobby. I really do. I don't have, you know, nearly the experience as others do. And we've had people on our show in the past who also are an astrologist. So I really enjoy them.
Yes.
Coming on. I think for future references, maybe we'll look for another astrologist down the road, you know, just a,
yes,
a future show. Okay. With that being said,
I know that you say you, I know you say you're not an expert, but you're good at what you do. You're good at that one too. Your mother was an expert, so you compare,
yeah,
yourself with her. But that's unfair to yourself. You're good at it.
Thank you.
How
Sissy.
You do it? Okay.
thank you. I really do appreciate it. But they, you know, like I said, her experience, it took her a few years. Because there's a lot of training. It does take a year now, I guess, when you take it online. It takes about a year. It's recommended, however, when you do astrology, that you have a person guiding you, a teacher guiding you, because there's a lot of questions and there's a lot we still don't understand. And that's where, you know, your teacher would come in. So, and, you know, that may be a future class down the road. Who knows? But like I said, during her time, Sissy, there were tons of books when she did it. And now I have the ease. I have the ease of just doing it on a computer. You know, it's a lot easier.
Yes.
But there's still a lot, you know, there's a lot of words I don't understand. And, you know, I think that's why I'm a novelist. She was a little bit better at it than
me. You know,
because
I'm always... I love to be funny, so I'm going to say,
uh-huh,
I'm very familiar with something when it comes to astrology. Mercury retrograde.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, you know, that's the funny thing about you. You know, so before I move through some of the traits with some of the birth signs, I've got to say this. I think anyone who's a Geminis in general, right? Like you, they're going to all have that same issue because naturally a Gemini, you know, their planet is Mercury. So every Gemini is going to feel what you feel. They're going to know, Sissy, and have the same trouble with electronics, let's say, other Geminis, because
yeah,
they're, you know, they too are connected to the planet Mercury. So, and then when we go
yeah
into Mercury retrograde, it's like triple the experience. Right? It feels like it, where it was okay before,
yeah,
you live it and that's your life. When we go into retrograde, it is a lot more intense for someone with a Mercury planet. Yeah.
Yes.
It's not me. Don't kill the messenger, okay?
No, I know. I noticed exactly what you say. It's so funny. So,
yeah,
but here's the good news is that there are ways and we can take that. Maybe that's another show. How can you use certain energies, for instance, Mercury retrograde, to your advantage? Maybe that's a good topic for another show.
Right.
In
well,
astrology,
you know,
because
planets,
you can actually do that. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All planets. So, so for future, what we can do is get into the planets and how they impact us, you know, each birth sign, because you're a great example on how Mercury impacts a Gemini. So each one of us, you know, we have that connection to the planet. And so I think that's a really good idea, Sissy. We can do that for a future show, you know?
Yeah. Because in reality, not only Geminis, of course, I'm more affected. I really know when the Mercury is coming on, the retrograde part. So I figured it out. I didn't understand it in my youth, but I do now. So it's
right,
a good thing to know. But you can always use any energy to your advantage. If you try to, instead of resisting it and getting angry with the roadblocks that can appear in front of you. You can make them work with you in
right.
a different way. You can.
Right. What okay, now you have me curious. Think about question. In what manner can you make that work for you? Like with, as
yes.
for instance, yourself and being a Gemini and having Mercury.
Yes. So Mercury stands for communication. That's the most common thing for Mercury, right?
Right?
And
mm-hmm.
for me, it's usually electrical things, technical things. But, you know, if you think of communication, if you want to work with this energy, and you know that maybe sometimes you have to have a conversation, you have to express something, you need to have communication, right? So
yeah.
you can make sure at that time to be more clear, to have that in your in a corner of your brain, so to speak, so you know that, okay, I need to have a receipt from the person I'm talking to, or if there's a group or whatever it is, just to
right.
know that, to be more clear than usually. It's nothing bad, and maybe that's a great way of challenging yourself in a positive way, to express yourself in new ways, but you're still going to express what you want to do, but you try to do it as smooth as possible. And then the second thing is try not to get angry when things go wrong.
Oh, my God. I think in general, though. Okay, I know it's funny. I think in general, that's just natural for everybody. I understand the effects of Mercury. I get that. And for Geminis, it's probably extremely intense. But overall,
yeah.
you know what I mean. Overall, we have to think about it. I think, you know, through experience, we realize maybe,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
let a few things go. Don't react.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
And another thing is, it's a good time to reflect on certain things, because it's very easy to say, okay, now we are in Mercury retrograde. I know that always affects me. So now I'm going to be angry. I'm going to just go for it, you know, to feed that energy, which I really don't want to feed, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a good time to review things and try to do them in a different manner. And what things are really important for me, for instance, so I may actually put my most attention on that, because usually we have Mercury retrograde for a few weeks or maybe a month or something of that nature. I think this time
right.
it's going to be until the end of June, if I'm
uh-huh.
correct. And
yep.
it's like you can also use that time to reanalyze things in your life and make it, because Mercury as an energy is about communication, right? But it's also something it's a little bit onto the mindset of people
right.
also. So you can use that to your advantage in that sense. You go with the energy instead of fighting it. And of course, like everything else, we don't have control over everything, but we do have control and the full power of ourselves. And that means that even if I would experience technical matters when it comes to this time of Mercury retrograde, and I know it affects me, I can prepare myself for it. And
right.
I'll be ready for it, and I do something else, right?
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I totally agree with you on that. And I think, you know, in general, like we said, you know, it does I think most of us are affected in general by Mercury anyway. So, and yeah, it's a way to use it to your advantage, you know? So I
yeah.
totally understand
yeah.
What you're saying. I have empathy for Gemini, so I really do.
Thank you. You pity me, right? Thank you.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, I don't pity you. You know what I mean? It's because it's a lot tougher for a Gemini in general. So they've got to work. A Gemini has to work harder through Mercury than most of us. Where most of us, we might have an issue with it. Gemini has to work a lot harder, you know? So, but that's fine. You understand. So not all,
yes,
Geminis,
exactly,
understand that.
And you know, I was over, I think I started to understand this maybe 10 years ago. It didn't come about that I tried to work with the energy immediately, but you know, maybe a few years ago I started to figure that one out, because it's nothing we can do, but we like everything else, we go with the flow instead of against it.
Yeah.
That's
no,
how we can come out on the other side.
I think if more people understood that in general, go with the flow, you know, it's a river. Life is like a river, right? So when it's upstream, you know, we're going against the stream, it's a battle. It's a struggle. So you're right on that.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Go with the flow, because then you're going with the, I forget the term, but you,
yes,
know what I mean. You're going with the river, which is headed in a direction that's conducive energetically to us. Does that make sense? You know, when you go,
yes,
it's the tide. That's the word I'm looking for. When you go against the tide, you struggle. When you go with the tide,
you do. You're in for real struggle.
yeah. No, Sissy, that was a perfect example of how, you know.
Yes.
Or of what, you know, what you need to do. So,
yes.
Let me see. So
I think actually we are approaching bottom of the hour. So how about saying a few things and then we can proceed, right? Is that okay for you, Sissy?
Of course it is.
I don't hear. Okay, good. So now, everybody listening, thank you for your patience. And if you haven't called in, now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. And I see a few people here waiting in the queue, and we're going to get you in a little bit of a time. We're going to talk a little bit more about astrology first. So if you haven't called in, now is a great time to call in. You can call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, remember to press 1. That's important. And we are talking today about astrology, part 3. We are supposed to come to traits and planets, but we have been talking about Mercury retrograde up until now, and that's kind of a funny thing because we are in it right now, and it's something special sometimes for certain people. And if you want to find out part 1 and part 2 about our astrology episodes, you can find them at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And we are going to continue a little bit with astrology and taking your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air in a bit. And we just love to talk to you. So give us a ring at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. Or why not join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. You can connect with me, Anne, or Sue for personal readings. And you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue or /Anne. And we have listeners in 29 countries all over the globe and growing. Thank you so much. We are very proud and honored about that. And that means also all continents. How about that? Thank you. I'm really honored, and I know Sue is as well. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, June 3rd, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and myself, Anne. We will talk about soul realignment and how many lifetimes have the soul returned. That's a really interesting question. So how many times can we incarnate, actually, specifically here on Earth? And, of course, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air, as usual. You can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. And we always go on 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. You can keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. And we are always a live call-in radio, so today we are broadcasting from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. Isn't it nice to be all around the globe, right? You can call us at 213-943-3587, and you can chat with us on air live. International callers dial +1 before the number, and if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. Or join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. Now let's get back to the show.
Yes, let's. Okay, so I want to tell our callers who are in the queue, I can see you. We'll be there in about 2-3 minutes. There's just a couple things I wanted to bring out because it was per our topic. So we'll be right there. Hang on with us, okay? About 2-3 minutes. So I'm just going to run through some birth signs and traits that belong to the birth signs. So the beginning of the year is January, and of course January is Capricorn, right? Capricorn, their traits are usually, they're usually wise and ambitious people, but they can be stubborn, and
they can
it's
be.
Not a bad thing. Stubbornness, I think, in general, with all of us, is a good thing. It keeps us, you know, it can save us from ourselves sometimes. Other times it could get us into trouble. So Capricorns just need to be aware that they can do this. And it's okay because their stubbornness is also what gets them ahead in life, in career, in finances, in things in general, you know. So, but, you know, it can also get them into arguments and fights with partners because of that, because they won't admit when they're wrong. That's a Capricorn. It's very hard to get a Capricorn to admit when they're wrong. So, you know, moving on, I'll just move on. Aquarius is next, and that comes in February. Aquariuses have friendly traits. They're really loyal, very smart, smart people. Once you have an Aquarius as a friend, you most likely will have an Aquarius the rest of your life. They'll always be in your life. You just have a deep loyalty, you know. But on the other aspect, they too can be extreme or stubborn, you know, just like the Capricorn. But I think with Aquariuses, more on the extreme side than the stubborn side. And what I mean by that with Aquarius is Aquarius can make it, they're good actors. Okay. They can, if you look up a lot of actors, comedians are Geminis. Actors are usually Aquariuses just because they have that, that extreme. It's hard to explain, but there's those polar opposites where the Capricorn is funny. The Aquarius is intense. They intently study something. They can be dramatic, right? And extreme in their drama, but not a drama in which it's going to cause an issue with someone, right? More on the drama because it's part of acting. They play something up, you know?
Yeah.
Because they too are jokesters, like Geminis. They have that jokester side. But the thing about Aquarius is you don't always read them correctly. A lot of people don't know how to take an Aquarius because they have a really odd sense of humor, you know.
Okay.
But and so it's just a natural thing with them. And other Aquariuses are probably best marrying Aquarius are probably best marrying another Aquarius, you know. And not all of us are suited well with our own birth signs. But Aquariuses, they're one of the birth signs that, you know, that seem to pair up well if it's a partnership type of thing, marriage, relationship, friendship. So, yeah, they're quite funny and extreme.
It's actually funny, Cici, because Aquarius is supposed to be compatible with Gemini. I only had one best friend in my entire life. And that was in school. That was so long ago.
Right.
I don't attract too many Aquarius, actually.
Right.
Isn't that funny? And I'm a Gemini.
Well, that's the thing, because you're like I said, they have that extreme side of them, a lot of play, a lot of acting. Geminis have both the sense of humor but a seriousness about them. They're very focused, very serious. They multitask. Where the Aquarius, they don't do things like that because they're just in the extreme always, and they don't know when to stop. So you have to put a stop to an Aquarius because they go and they go and they go until
they
understand.
Go.
Okay, that's enough. That's like, cut it out. That's enough. So that's the Aquarius. You know, I want to go through all of these. I'm looking at the time. Would you be fine, Cici, if we took a call? There's so much information.
Absolutely.
Let me grab a call, and I'll try to get through these afterward. If we can, we never seem to. So that's why we can have port four, huh?
Yes.
Anyway. All right, part 4/A. That's how we do that, right? Anyways, okay, I'm coming over to you guys. Hang on. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Kimberly. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome.
Hi, Kimberly.
What's new with you?
Well, I really like the topic. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, nice.
With
Oh, wow.
Aquarius moon. So.
Yeah, right. Nice. Yeah, that's actually a pretty good fit. A Scorpio with an Aquarius moon, that is some pretty good balance. The only thing I would suggest, quite honestly, depending on what the date you were born with Aquarius, Scorpio, if you're born in the latter part, like the 22nd or 23rd, then you're on the cusp, right? If you're born
November 5th, early.
You're born early? Okay, so then you are what's considered a true Scorpio in the truest sense. And people around you, they know it, right? Because the Scorpio is the stinger, of course. But the nice balance in you, because you have the moon, the balance is in Aquarius is the loyalty aspect, the smart, you have expectations of people because you're loyal, right? And so you expect other people to be loyal. And you don't always necessarily have that happen, right? It kind of stinks, but the friends you do have are the best people ever, huh? They're the best friends that'll be in your life forever. Oh, very good. You have a very good balance there. What's your rising, if you don't mind me asking?
My what?
Your rising, so your ascendant. What's your ascendant?
Oh, Capricorn.
Oh, you know, it's funny. Did you hear what we were talking about? The birth,
yes.
The first birth sign.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
Okay, so let me put this together real quick for you before we take your question, if you don't mind. If you do mind,
sure.
I'll stop.
No,
okay.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so with your rising being in Capricorn, that's where the rising sign is very close to the birth sign. So what happens is you're born a Scorpio, right? Your rising sign is the next aspect of your personality that you are closest to. So I would say to you, if you were my client and I was doing your chart, right, I would say,
uh-huh.
like I did earlier, if you were born on the cusp, right, what would happen is there'd be two things that could happen. You could either be more like Libra, which comes next, or you would be more like your rising, which is a Capricorn. But because you're born before the 22nd, you're more naturally a Scorpio. But the beauty is with Capricorn is being that it is your rising, it's the ambition. You have some great ambition, right? And you do move ahead. And the only thing about that is it's not always recognized. You know, your boss doesn't always recognize it. You end up moving ahead eventually, but sometimes it takes time, right? They're not seeing your true ethics, your true hard work, right? Because Capricorns are very ambitious. They're very hard workers. They're a lot like Virgos. So sometimes it takes time for others around you to see how good you are at what you do. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. In fact,
yeah.
Oh, my God. It's almost as if you were reading what happened to me this week or what's been happening to me. I was like, oh, my God, she knows me.
Oh. Well, because I know the traits. You know, I know the personality traits with each birth sign. And Ann and I were saying earlier, you know, I didn't study astrology like my mom. I was a novelist. By that, I mean, okay, I know a little bit here, a little bit there. I know each trait, basically, of a birth sign and how they can act and intermingle with each other, if that makes sense. Other than
yeah.
that, the hard stuff, where they go to school for a year or two, yeah, that's stuff I haven't done yet. But I've got an idea. So tell me what happened then that's closely related to what I just said. As far as work,
I've been teaching school, public school, science for
right.
about 17 years. And I've applied for leadership positions, and I finally got an interview with a program called 3DE. And I got to the third interview, and it went well, I thought, but I haven't heard from them. You know, I'd still be
right.
working in school, but I would be an administrator. And I'm
oh, nice.
Asking God, it's like I have this ambition. I have these goals. I
yep.
get there, then something happens. And I mean, I haven't heard from them.
Yeah.
But it's just right now, I'm still positive. But it's like, when is it going to happen? That's where
okay.
I am.
Okay, so can I answer? And then I'm going to have Ann chime in as well,
sure.
okay?
Sure.
Okay, so... Here's the thing, and I think it's going to be yours. In fact, I know it's going to be yours. Here's the problem is that everyone's vying for the same job as you are. It's more money, more security, but the experience, because of the experience, usually in the field of education here in the United States, they go with those outside of your resume, right? Because you have an amazing resume, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, I know you do. So that amazing resume, it's going to shine through. When did you interview? Let's go to that first.
I had April 26th. I've had four interviews because it's different levels.
Right.
So I've had four
right.
different interviews. Yeah.
Now, when did they tell you the job opportunity is closing down? When does that close?
They said it will start in July. They didn't say anything about a closing.
Okay, it just starts. Okay, so what I'm seeing, quite honestly, is when everyone, once they have all the interviews and the applications, and they weed, you know, the weeding through process where they bring it down to like 10 people, then they bring it down to five
mm-hmm.
people. Okay, you'll be in the five. Okay, you will be in the group of five. And then come June, so June, what I get is 1-5, June 15th. Is when
okay.
there's going to be an email or a phone call, okay? You know that you qualify more than anyone else there, right? You know you do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know you do, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you have about anywhere from 17 to 20 years in? Do you have about 17
yes.
years?
Oh, my God,
okay.
You know me.
Okay. So, listen, keep an eye on your emails, including spam. Just make sure
okay.
that around the 15th, it's either a phone call or an email. I can't tell which. You know, I can't tell which one you're getting. Do they normally email people when they didn't get the job? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Is that how they approach it?
They would, yeah. Yeah, either way,
okay.
I will get the email.
Right. Yeah, well, you're getting the offer will come. But you'll get – that's why I'm seeing a phone call and an email. Because they do both, don't they? When they hire someone, you get a congratulations
oh, yeah.
letter,
yeah.
right?
When you get – yes. Yes.
Yep. Okay, yeah, 15th. It's coming on the 15th of June. I'm excited for you. That's awesome. Kimberly,
thank
you. I'm going to turn it over to Anne and see what she has to add.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Anne here. I've been listening to you guys. Absolutely wonderful. And, you know, the energy around your work-related question feels to be very good. It feels like it came about for you as a new, exciting, and absolutely stunning opportunity. And I feel that you are on the right path. It's going to take a little bit of a time, just like Sue said, but I see only good things, and it feels like this is going to be in your favor, meaning that I have a great sense that you're going to get this job. And you may have a little bit of a sense sometimes, because it's only because, you know, when we don't really know, we don't have the control, we are not the ones that are making every decision, we can feel a little bit trapped sometimes, but don't stay in that energy. So just step into your wonderful, great self-confidence, which you have a lot of. You have an abundance of that, and I love to see people like you having it. And just let things proceed forward, and I know that's very easy for me to say. I fully understand. But it's funny that Sue mentioned 15th. I'm actually getting the 16th, but that can be, you know, timelines are always a little bit plus minus. So we are kind of close, 15, one of us, and 16, the other one. So that feels to be the day when you will know, and it's going to be a really wonderful life experience for you, because it's coming to you with happiness and great joy. And I feel only success after that one. So there are, how long is it? Is it more, 3 more weeks, 2.5, something of that nature, right? Three maybe.
Yes.
And you're going to know. And in the meantime, focus on, it's very natural that we have thoughts of worry coming. It's going to come and go like that. But just observe them. Don't stick with them. And focus on all the good things that you have, all the experience you have, everything you know, that you are so well suited for this position. And I do really feel that you're going to get it, just like Sue said.
All right. Thank you.
I hope that makes sense.
Yes, all of it did. Wow. Y'all are truly soul sisters. Wow, is all I have to say.
What did
wow,
you say that again? Say that again, Kimberly. I didn't hear that.
I said, you all are truly soul sisters.
Aww.
Oh, thank you.
Don't make us cry on air, okay? You don't want to cry on air. But that's really sweet of you to say. I genuinely am excited for you. And I know Anne is too, because, you know, you put so many years into something, right? And you've invested a lot of time and energy in the students, in the classroom. Now it's your time, because the students have benefited from you, but now it's time for Kimberly to earn that bigger paycheck, right, to bring in the bigger money. And then after that, right, after that is retirement, okay?
Yeah.
You're looking at what, 20, 25 years most likely?
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've done your time, and I think they know it. I think I was going to use the word authority, but that's not it. The higher ups, they know this already. They know. Is this a small town? Is this kind of small town where everyone knows everyone?
No, this is a city. No.
Really? And it's not a small town administrative job?
I live in a smaller
okay.
town.
Okay.
Yeah, the job is in the city.
Okay. You know, wonder I'm seeing small town. I'm like, oh, okay, she lives in a small town. Everyone knows everyone, right? Don't. Well, luckily it isn't that way, because then the people who would be hiring you could, in theory, very well be a neighbor or someone down the street. So that's really awesome. I'm glad to hear that. Is that like in Atlanta area, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, it's in the Atlanta area. I live in a town called Tucker, which is more of a home feeling than being in the city. I like being in a smaller environment, so to speak. So.
Right. Yeah, you know what? I don't blame you, because Ann and I were talking earlier. She is an amazing area. If you could see, just Google Greece, Google roads.
Roads.
I said roads.
It's absolutely fantastic.
It's stunning. It's like, you know, when you go to retire in life, where Anne lives is where you want to be when retirement comes. Absolutely stunning. Yeah. Maybe we'll all go to Greece, huh? Go to Rhodes sometime.
You're all welcome. Yeah. Very welcome. I prepare everything for you guys here.
Greece is on the bucket list.
Yeah, right. Yeah, for me too. Well, listen, I am so excited for you. You're going to get this.
Thank you.
I'm very excited for you.
Thank you.
Worked
so
hard.
Me too. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Because I was saying, you know, all the hours that I put in and the inspiration to the students, and the students saying that I'm an amazing teacher. And I love it, but it's more. It's got to be more. God, it's got to be more.
There is. And because, you know, energetically, that's on the energetic side, if you don't mind me saying this, energetically, you know, your students, they see this in you. You've really had an impact on your students. They're probably sad that you want to go into the administrative aspect, right? Because you've made a huge impact on these kids. You know, and they've told you that, right, in one way or another.
Yeah, they have.
But, you know, it's time. It's time for you to give to you and to move on, and they'll be fine. You imparted what you needed to impart with these kids, and they're gonna be great. But they'll be coming back to you. Guaranteed, they'll be coming back later. Telling you about college and all that other fun stuff, right?
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
You've done a good job, and you imparted a lot of wisdom, and I have faith in the next generation, because you were an amazing teacher, and I can see that. I can see
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome. This has been wonderful. Really brighten up my day. Thank you.
Aww.
Thank you.
All right, Kimberly, have an amazing day. Keep us informed. We're on this time every week. I want to know now because I'm like, okay, I got to keep June 15th in the back of my head and got to keep the 16th.
Yeah.
So now we got to see who's got it right. And you know how it's going to go. You know how this is going to go, Sissy and Kimberly? She's going to get an email. She's going to get an email on the 15th, and on the 16th, she's going to get a phone call. Watch.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh, please do.
All right. Thank y'all. Y'all have a good day.
You too, Kimberly.
You too.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye. Wow. Sissy.
That was amazing.
Yeah, she's made such an awesome impression on the next generation of kids. I can see it, you know. Okay, so are you ready for another call?
Yes.
Okay, let me move over and grab another call. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, hello. My name is Susan, and I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hi, Susan. Welcome.
Hi, Susan.
Name, too.
Hi, Sue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my given name anyways.
Everybody calls me Sue, so.
Right. I know what you're talking about. So what can we do for you?
Yes, I'm just wondering, I don't know if it's just all of the, you know, interesting aspects that are out in the universe right now, but I, you know, am wondering if I should try to change jobs right now. There are a couple of opportunities that have come up, and I'm not sure if I should do it or not. I'm just wanting to get, you know, some other, I guess, support in making decisions.
Right. I'm gonna say something and then I'm gonna move it over to Anne, okay? Because Anne,
okay.
We do it that way. I say something and then Anne responds.
Okay.
Honestly, I say no at the moment. It's just what I hear. I'm the messenger, so don't beat the messenger.
No, I'm
not really sure why though. I'm not really sure. I just know that no came in, not right now. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't, but for some reason at this moment, at least for the next 30 days, just wait, I guess.
Okay.
And I don't know why. You know, maybe that makes sense to you and you know why. I'm just not getting an answer. And really, it kind of feels like it's none of my business. How does that sound? Like it's not my business to know why. So.
Okay.
Okay. But let me see if Anne can add to this.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm going to try my best. Hi, Sue, number two here.
Hi.
Yeah. Or number one. Hi. So did I get the question right? Maybe I didn't pick it up right. You want to make a change. Was that regarding career or anything too?
I've been in kind of a funk, so I'm just trying to figure out if I should just sit in the funk and then things will improve or if I need to take action and try to get out of this particular situation.
Okay. I have a sense that you have good energies around you, so it's not a bad thing, even though we not always feel that we are where we should be, actually. So this feels to be like a temporary standstill that's going on. So it's probably something that will take up more pace in some time. And it actually feels like I'm seeing the number six, and that's connected also to news around career change and ideas and everything, support in general, a good energy, a great time. So that feels to be in a few weeks of time from now. I'm going to see if they are giving me a more definite timeline. They won't. Apparently, and that happens sometimes. So just go with the flow for now. I don't feel it's going to be months. It feels more like weeks. And It's like something going to try to see what it is. I feel that you are appreciated at work, but it's something like you're very tired of it. It's not giving you anything anymore, and it's at that point we feel the urge to make a change. And there may be a sense sometimes where you feel that, okay, I'm really tired of this. I want the change. And you are sending those signals out, so just wait for it. And when we talk about, you know, follow the flow, this is usually what we mean. Sometimes the timing is not perfect, and that it doesn't mean it's wrong. Sometimes that has to do with maybe the right place for you or the best path will open up in a little bit of a time, so therefore the weight that Sue talked about too. And
okay.
I feel that once this starts to pace up, speed up, to move forward, that's when things will really take off, and there will be a lot of things, many opportunities, great ideas, everything. So use this time, a few weeks, that you have in front of you, to try to prepare yourself, and don't frame yourself, because what you can do, keep on daydreaming. If you could pick and choose, and sometimes our brain comes in and says, that's not realistic, that's not anything I can do. But, you know, when we are opening up to all opportunities, we are sending out those vibrations into the universe, and that's when we can start to see things that we are really dreaming of. Maybe not all things, but some of those things can come to you. So it's a good time. Open up your opportunities. Start to dream. What would you like to do? How can you move forward to that? Daydream about it. Research a little bit and keep on. If you see in any work or anything that you feel really drawn to, apply for it. And I usually say the opposite. Don't apply only for one thing and frame yourself. If you feel drawn to applying for 10 jobs, you can always say, I'm sorry, I changed my mind. I'm going to do something else. That's your right to do, because that's how companies do it as well, right? So you can think of yourself doing the exact same thing, opening up the opportunities for you. But in a few weeks of time, I don't know if this makes sense to you at all.
Yes, it does completely, because I actually have an interview for something that I thought I might want to do, but now that I've learned more aspects about what is going to be required of me, it's exhausting. And so I'm thinking that I'm going to go ahead and go through the interview because I, you know, devoted myself to doing so. However, I'm going to be asking a lot of questions that probably will lead me to not want the job. Another opportunity came up just out of the air, and it's something that I think I'm capable of doing, but I haven't done before. But I kind of think it would stretch me, and as far as, you know, opportunity for personal growth. And so I'm thinking I should apply for it. But then I also was feeling, I'm applying for all these things. But what you just said is exactly what I needed to hear. And that is, it's okay for me to be drawn to a number of different things, because I can do a lot of different things. I can. And so I need to be confident in my abilities and go ahead and reach out for those things that maybe even scare me a little bit, because I, you know, it could be a huge growth opportunity. So you hit it on the nail.
Yes.
On the nail. Yeah.
Thank you. Good. Very good. You know, it's very human. And we are, I usually say that we are sometimes, or most often actually, taught to be like this. We're just supposed to take everything very slow, you know, one thing at a time, and, you know, go ahead and frame ourselves and not step outside of what we feel we can or cannot do. But, you know, when we open up the energy around us and when we allow ourselves to step outside of what we think are appropriate for us, then we are expanding ourselves, and that's where we can open up our world. So go for it.
Awesome.
Go for it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Sue, this
you
is
guys
Sue
are awesome.
Again.
Oh, hi, Sue.
Oh, thanks. I've got to add just one tiny thing to what Anne was saying, because she's so right. She's 100% right. In addition to the job you were, the question you were asking about work, right? You had brought up, and you told Anne, you know, you're really not going to answer the way you want to answer with the interview, or the way you should, because you don't really want it. Is that how I understand that?
No,
something
I didn't
like
know
that.
Yeah, okay. I want them to know that I am interested in it. However, it's
okay.
Not going to be something I think that I'm going to be able to handle or manage well with my life circumstances.
Right.
So, but I think they also need to be aware that the person that they had before, and this is what I discovered, they were killing her, and they need to not do that with the
Jesus.
New person. So I'm hoping that it will guide them to make some different decisions on what their expectations are for that position, because
right.
No one should kill themselves for a job.
Oh, yeah. That's a given. Jeez, that's horrible.
Yeah. So
okay,
when I recognized it and I was like, oh, God.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to be willing to have someone suck the life out of me. So I just want to be, of course, very candid and very appropriate, but I also want them to understand that what they're expecting might be too much for one human being.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to go ahead and go through it, just so I can make those kinds of points.
How do you think they're going to, before I tell you what I wanted to say regarding the 30 days, how do you think they're going to receive it when you do?
I think they're going to receive it well, because one of the things I've been able to do is actually work with the people a couple of times that are doing the interview.
Nice.
And I think they've seen, you know, what I'm capable of doing and what I notice. And so I'm hoping that they'll see that as a professional just giving, you know, some constructive
criticism
about.
Yep.
Yeah, because that's really what it is. It's getting them to kind of evaluate, you know, that they're doing things that and expecting things from an individual that might be just too much. And that's
right.
Why the person is leaving.
Yep. Yeah. You know, can I just say one tiny little aspect to that, and then I'll tell you what I wanted to tell you. Are there two people, I'm not asking gender, I'm not asking job, are there two specific people who you need to convey this info? Okay.
Yes.
So one is going to be really receptive, and I think you know who that one is. The other one, just be careful when the other one is in the room. The other one seems to take things personally. It's not on you. It's not your problem. I understand that. And you're applying for something, okay? So you're kind of stuck in this bad situation. I hate to say it. You just are. That's okay. Hold your ground, but be observant to person number two and how their body language is when you're saying this, because person number two, and I know you know who person number two is, person number two isn't going to be happy. Person number two is going to take this personally.
Right.
Okay? Don't.
Yeah.
Just pay attention to the body language and how that person number two is reacting when you say this. But number one, person number one has the authority. Person number two isn't going to like it, though. I have to go in the persons, you know, so you get what I mean.
Yeah, person number two is the person that's leaving.
Yeah, okay.
It's
the
person that it's happening to. So I'm going to be very, very careful. I really am because I really appreciate her, and I think she's phenomenal. And so I just want to make sure that you know, that she's comfortable with, you know, what I'm saying too. I don't want
right.
her to feel like I'm, you know, oh, you allowed yourself to be treated in this
yeah.
way and you let it happen. That's not cool. So,
right.
So I'll be very
thing
careful.
Is, right. Please do. Just because, look, you personal work, work is work. Personal is outside of work. It's
right.
not your problem. I don't mean to sound, I don't know how this is going to sound. I don't mean to sound to be unattentive, right? But you really, that has to be taken outside the work environment. These issues cannot
right.
commingle with the work environment. And I know you know that. This person doesn't know how to separate work from the personal. So this person,
right.
person number two, tends to commingle personal and work. It's so
yes.
unfair. It's kind of a good thing this person is leaving. Okay. I don't mean
yeah,
to be mean.
Yeah, I think it is for everyone.
Right. The drama.
I've actually
right?
heard some stuff. Yeah.
yeah. Okay. yeah. It's
yeah.
Just
she does
careful.
Need to go.
Yep. Be attentive like you are. You have been. Be the observer, though. Stand back as well. And I know that's a hard dance to dance because you're also taking this person's job in the same sense. And so you want to give respect to person number two and say thank you so much for everything you've helped me with. I so enjoyed our camaraderie and our work experience, and you know, you show me the way, show me the ropes. I'll never forget that. And maybe if you do it that way and you build up her ego just a teeny bit,
right.
does that make sense to you?
Yeah,
like,
that
I
won't
know
be
it
hard
does.
Because she's
yep.
awesome. She really is. And,
right,
and she's so awesome that it's going to be difficult for someone to take her spot. That I am clear about. I mean, she is that good.
Yep.
So, but the
yeah.
problem is that I also see her overextending because, you know, and kind of sacrificing herself in the process
yep.
and
mm-hmm.
it's taken its toll. And so now she's like forgetting things and she's, you know, having some difficulty keeping things together. And so,
yeah.
You know, I don't want that to happen to anybody, including me. And
right.
so
are there
accounts, you know,
are there business accounts? Okay. I know what this is and I'm going to be careful with how I state these questions. Okay.
Okay.
Are there accounts where clients have come in and there maybe been one or two items that got forgotten with these
yes.
account? Okay.
Yes. Actually, my boss shared with
go
me
ahead.
That she completely dropped meetings. She would schedule a meeting and would not even attend. So that's bad.
And then clients
when you're
are
talking
kind
about
of ticked, right? It's a lot of
yeah.
money here, and clients are not happy about it at all. But yet
yeah.
the boss has to have that balancing act. You know, and I know,
right.
the boss knows, and they will. And everything will resolve itself because here's the final thing I wrote down for you. Not
okay.
knowing yet, okay, what this was until I saw it. I wrote down when Anne was done, I wrote, this will resolve itself in 30 minutes. I mean, 30, not 30 minutes, in 30 days. Sorry.
Okay.
So I think you know that. I think once this employee moves on and does the thing they need to do, and you do the thing you need to do, and the clients kind of know this because the clients aren't happy, right? The clients are the ones
right.
who aren't happy. And if the clients are happy, everyone in the office is unhappy, right?
That's
and we're not
true.
Talking, we're not talking a little bit of money. We're talking a lot of money, right? So, okay, fair enough.
Awesome.
You'll do fine. 30 days from now, breathe, okay? Breathe,
okay.
Sue. It all works out. I promise. I could tell you're very, it's tough right now. and I would not be happy being in your position either. I get it, but you're going to do great. You're going to be really good at this.
And just to sum things up, hi, Anne here again, because we are currently in, we talked about this today earlier on the show,
yep.
We are in Mercury retrograde, and that affects communication, and that this is about communication and how to reach each other. So be extra, pay extra attention that you, what you want to express, that it's received as you mean it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll, it's all, I think between Anne and myself, it's all going to work out for you, Sue. It's going to be absolutely fine. Just get past the one little hill you got to climb, just a little one barefooted, you know, not maybe one sneaker on, one sneaker off. You know, one foot's going to hurt, one foot's going to feel good. I think you get what I mean, but you'll get past it. All will work out. Do us a favor, though, because we love to hear back from our callers, and we like to hear, like Kimberly, you know, who called before you, we like to hear if it panned out, if it worked out for you guys. So just keep it in mind next Thursday we're back on. You're so welcome to call us back. And I want to hear how in the next few days, I think some things, like I said, will resolve. But it's 30 days and this will be done with. So,
awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Good
Thank
luck you for taking
everything.
So much
Thank
time
you,
for me. I really appreciate that.
Well, it's okay. We're coming up on the closing of the show. And so we just, you know, we appreciate you guys calling. We really do. We're grateful to our callers and listeners. So thanks for
calling.
I'll
be sure to let you know how it works out. Thank you. Many blessings.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Many
blessings.
Thank
you.
You.
Have a fabulous day.
Thank you. You too.
Yes.
Bye, Sue.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, Sissy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Interesting questions today.
Oh, amazing. Amazing callers. So lucky.
Yeah, we are.
You know? I'm just looking at the time, Sissy. I don't want to burn. I can do the cards real quick before we get into the final. You want me to do the card I pulled?
Yes, if you want to.
Yeah. I really think this could be for us, too. You know how that works. When you pull a card, it's not only for our callers and listeners, but it's for us, the practitioners, as well. So here's the funny thing, because you're going to laugh. You're going to so laugh at this. So there's two cards I pulled. One is the trust and the faith, right? And that has to do with trusting in our abilities, our gifts, and that connection to the higher spiritual realm, which we know that, you know, I think we do have faith and trust in what we do. Now, with this card, right, there's a portion that's associated with another card pull. So with this particular card, it expects you that you would have another card pulled, right, to accompany this one.
Yes.
Because this is a past life deck. That was the other thing I didn't explain. I should explain to the audience, to our listeners. So with past life, we have trust and faith, right? That would be me and you. Now, with that comes some agreements we made, one of us or both of us, agreements we made in a past life about silence. All right, this is where it gets funny. Because we were, either you were, I was, or both of us, were a monk or a nun. Okay. So,
thank
with
you.
A monk, right, this is what's so funny about it. Because with a monk, you have that agreement of being silent. You have silence, right? So you're not supposed to speak. So in our past lives, we agreed, basically, in the silence realm that we weren't going to speak. And yet in this life, that's all we do is speak. You know, that's all we do is talk. But and this is what's so funny about this, because I saw it and I was like, it makes perfect sense for both Anne and myself. This card is meant for us, right? So then with the
yes.
nun, of course, nuns do speak. They're there to help those, the less fortunate, those who are seeking guidance and assistance. And that's, you know, that's a part of us and the things we like to do is help, guide, and teach and help with the spiritual arena, right? With the spiritual aspect.
Yeah.
So we got a little of both. We were both a nun and a monk in our past lives. And now, you know, we're gifted. We trust in our faith and our gifts. So the two, it's funny. You know, when I see this paired together, it's very funny. So that was my interpretation of the card pull. And I believe it was meant for me and you. So it wouldn't surprise
yes.
me.
And I think you're absolutely correct. And I know, because I've experienced this myself, I know I've been a nun in a past life. And I probably have been a monk too. And of
yes.
course, we are overly expressive in this lifetime. And I get it. It's kind of making up for past times, right?
We had to be quiet, right? Because we had to stand in
yeah.
silence with our hands together, folded, kind of cupped. And I can literally see us like walking with our robes on, hands are cupped, there's quiet, no one speaks, right? No one speaks. And in
yeah.
this lifetime, we're making up for having to be silent.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We are. And, you know, because you draw this card and it's connected, of course it's for us, but it's also for those who are listening to the show. So there's actually
of course.
A meaning here, right?
Yeah.
It is a meaning here. And
yep.
you know what I pulled?
What?
I pulled a card from the Archangel. Where do I have the case for it? I don't, anyway, the Archangel Oracle deck. And I have Archangel Sandalphon. He's
oh.
the Archangel of Wishes Fulfilled. And you know what? He's very special because one of the first Archangels I started to work with was Archangel Metatron, and he's huge.
Right.
This is his twin, they are twin flames, so to speak,
right.
or soulmates. You can say soulmates. They are one of them,
yeah.
one and the same. They are together, connected. And they are said to, maybe one of them or both of them are said to have lived on Earth. And usually archangels have not incarnated on the Earth, but these two have, at least Metatron. And I know that they say he had been Enoch from the Old Testament
oh, yeah.
in the Bible. It,
right.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And
hmm.
It's very strong. And, you know, I haven't really seen a vision of Archangel Sandalphon, but I've seen, maybe I have. I feel he looks a little bit different, appears different, at least for me, from his
right.
brother, Metatron, which is huge. He's a big angel, very big.
Yeah.
He
right.
feels to be 5 meters something, if I would express
wow, Sissy.
How big I see him. And, you know, what their message is about gentleness. And they say, and this fits very well with, you know, if we have anything from the past, we should allow ourselves to acknowledge ourselves, no matter
yeah.
what we have been going through. And no matter where we feel that we are heading right now, because we can always change direction. Sometimes it takes time, other times it goes fast, right? So we
yeah.
need to be gentle towards ourselves, to surround ourselves with people who acknowledge us just as we are, and be in situations and environments that are nurturing for us, not that
right.
are draining on. And it's good time to be centered and to actually grow self-love and nurture oneself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it does. I mean, it perfectly aligns with, okay, so I'm going to just add a small addendum to what you're saying before we wrap it up. I'm looking at the time. We've got 5 minutes. So Sandalfall is time to spend. I can never say this correctly.
Just kidding.
You know who I mean. Yeah. He's the twin, right? he's the brother of.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So think about it. Just as a for instance, you're Gemini and you have two. Your birth sign has the twins, right? I'm a Libra and I have the two. I have the two scales.
Yes.
They are opposite.
Yes.
The siblings here are opposites, yet they are, they're great together. They work well together. There's that connection with what you just said on our end for us, what that means, okay, on a deeper level. I don't have time and we're on air and I'm not going to get into that, but I think you understand what I'm saying. Right?
Yes.
You have the twins and I have the scales. You know, I always got to balance everything.
Yes.
So that was a really good card pull, Sissy. I'm really glad you pulled that card. So
yes, it's actually wonderful. And you know, it goes for when we have differences, we can have them as our assets, actually, rather than seeing them as something that's wrong or anything. If we're too similar, we can't grow. So we need each other. We need our differences. And you're my soul sister, so this goes very well.
Okay. Look, you're going to make me cry like Kimberly, so don't do it. You're my soul sister,
That's okay. Sissy, I think we need to wrap it up. Because we don't have many minutes. Okay. So first of all, I want to thank you all for listening to us today, and thank you for our wonderful callers. And it was a bliss to talk to both of you. And on today's show, we also talked about astrology, part 3, traits and planets. So you can find part 1 and 2 at scrollsofthesoul.com/past, and you will soon find this episode as well over there. And if we didn't get a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, June 3rd, 2021. We will talk about soul realignment. How many lifetimes have the soul returned? Very interesting question. And, of course, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. We always be on 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. And there's a blog at scrollsofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. That was a long, I need to fix that. But anyway, you can find a time near you where you're at. You can listen to the replays of our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before we end the show?
Just a big shout out to everyone. Thank you for entrusting us with your questions. We are we're so thrilled. Thank you so much. We're so honored that you do. Have a blessed week, guys, and a great rest of your weekend. Quick shout out to my mom. Angels watch over you all night long. Sissy?
Yes, and I say love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.